We're up to the Chuches on the base in the bottom of the Mishnah. It says Chedesh Shvat. Mishnah. I'm gonna say Isha, if somebody divorces his wife Vehechazira, and then he takes her back. Now, a normal case. So Reuven is married to a woman, and he divorces her. When he divorced her, none of his brothers, Shimon or Levi, is able to marry her because it's the divorce of your brother. But then he takes her back, and then he dies with no children. The Yavam is able to marry the brother in law, even though the first time around he couldn't marry, but this time around he could marry. That's what this opinion is. Because you look at the moment of death. In the moment of death, they were able to marry her. However, Rabbi Elazar says, Asa, because look at the time, because when the Yavam comes along, it takes over from the beginning of the marriage, right? They're stepping into Reuven's shoes. And the first marriage, they were all Asa. So therefore it's Asa. Likewise, a megadish is a yisaima. What about if she was a yisaima? In other words, when she got married, she was only married to the rabbanan, and he divorced her. He divorced her, he's a yisaima. And then, in other words, when he divorced her, she was only married to the rabbanan, and at that time she was usher to everybody else. And then the chazida took her back, muteres liyavim. Again, it's muted to a yavim, because look at it right now, she was married properly, and therefore it's muted to yavim. Rabbi Elazar is again, because you look at the first time they get married when they're divorced, even though it's only married to the rabbanan, it's usher to the rabbanan to all the brothers. So nothing changes now. That's case number two. Ketana, what about in the following case? Ketana, she has seen Eve of the year when she got married to her husband the first time, he's married Matoida. Then he's Gashin got divorced. So at that time, Hatoida, she was also to marry any of the brothers. And now we know how luckily she's considered Kiyasayim, Bechayav, the father's still alive. She's considered like an orphan and she can get married only with the Rabbanon because the father lost all his rights. Vechazid, the husband, took her back. So they're only now married Rabbanon. So Matoida, she is also to all the brothers. Then she got married to Rabbanon and she wants to be mutter to the brothers. Hakkal, even Rabbanon Maida. Asuna Liyavi not allowed to marry because Matayla is also, and even though it's only Rabbanan that married again, and Rabbanan has a mitzvah Yibum, the Rabbanan's Yibum cannot take away the Isra of the Tayla. Says in Muhammad Eifa, says Eifa and Amoida, my time with Rabbanan, what's his Svara? His Svara is very simple. Since the beginning, when you were married and then divorced, it was also to all the brothers. Hoyil va amda olav shor achaz bisuda, they were also for a moment, even though after he was married again and now he died, she'd be mitzvah Yibum fafam. Amrul Rabbanan Eifa, yachim so chalitin amaloy teboy. If divorced because this is the first time there are also the brothers, there's no sheikhs anymore. So there's no sheikhs anymore to the brothers. So why is it then that if she marries the guy, remarries and the brother dies, she needs a chalitza? Why needs a chalitza? She means totally potter. I have no clue what he's talking about. I'm going to explain to you, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar hedges his bets.
When a woman is married to a husband and the husband dies, the Torah says that one of the brothers has got to take her. So the only issue that you had at that time was Eishas Och, which the Torah lifts.
Grushas Och is Asa Mahatayda.
Yeah, but Grushas Och is because it's...
First time.
But it kind of carries on from the fact that she was married to the brother.
Yeah, she married the first time, but she married second. How do we view the second marriage? Yesterday we had a chakita, the second marriage continuation. The first is a new thing. It's almost like that.
Because in other words, the Yisrael Gushas Ach started out before she was married.
That's right.
Because that dropped.
Exactly. Abayi says Rabbi Elazar was hedging his bets. Mesapkele, he wasn't sure. Im misa mapelis, is it when he died? That's the moment that she became related to the brothers. So then she's allowed to marry them. Or in the suin harishayne mapilim, or is it when she married the guy in the beginning? That's original kshayches her brothers. Then there's asin. Im misa mapelis haram yekamelim, and then she has to marry them. In the suin harishayne mapilim haamdalo shavach misa was very asin, and therefore we machmer can't marry any of them, but she should have chalitza. Rava Malaylam Shita Rabbi Elazar Misa Mapella. Rava says not even a question. Rabbi Elazar knew that Misa Mapella, so she should be mutter to all the brothers. So how can Rabbi Elazar say she shouldn't marry the brothers? Because of Gzeida. What's Gzeida? Miu Hakel Biki and Begedishin. Everyone knew that she got divorced. So they remember she was married for a while, then she got divorced. Oh, but Ain Hakel Biki and Bechalar never knew that he remarried her, and that they see her getting married to her brother-in-law. What are they going to think? That she's marrying them for an Aisha Grushasa. That brother in law is marrying, they didn't realize with the Yibum, they just thought they allowed to marry the divorce of your brother, and I'm Aisha. But Adarab Chazor Kiev and the Yasa Tusa, they see her married again. This is the talk of town. People getting married the first time is one thing, people getting married to taking their wife back it gets more tongues wagging. So everyone will know about it. Isla Kala, Immoral Kala, and think about it. Mila Eskinen, it's more exciting than even a get. This is talking about a very common case. Married at night, in the morning, she never woke up. He never woke up, which obviously happens quite often. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So there's no people make a mistake and think that the reason why the brother's marrying her, because you're allowed to marry the divorced wife of your original, of your brother. Rav Asher, I agree with his exact different reason altogether. High in the time of Rav Lozer, the Gozer, Hani, you know why he was Gozer by a normal wife? It's in the Mishnah concludes that a Yisayma, that if the father married her off, she's married Matayda, and then the husband divorces her, and then the husband remarries, only married the Rabban. Everyone agrees in this case, there's no mitzvah Yibum. So Rav Lozer says, every single case of a husband, even an adult, is married, divorces her, and then takes her back, there should be no Yibum, because exactly, people don't understand the difference of a youngster, and older, under 12, over 12, and therefore we asid. And Hachna, I'll prove it to you. And Abana, we're not Geiser. I'll prove it to you, that's the reason. Otherwise, this last case in the mission is redundant. Everyone, it's obvious. If she was married to 9, 10 years old by her father, so she's married Matayla and then got divorced, and then the husband takes her back, is only married Abana. There's no question that she's not allowed to marry the brother-in-law. I mean, you need a mission to tell you that. Obviously, the mission I tell you that the two arguments, the arguments are linked to this din. Since everyone agrees to this din, and Abalazar is Geiser because of this din, and Hachna, not Geiser. Everyone agrees also. That one is totally the other. Shmam is a good raya. Says the Gemara Tanya, Kavos Ravashi, we talk about Ravashi, that's the Gzeide, Moidim Chachomim Rabbi Lozer, the Brayis follows. Chomim Moid Rabbi Lozer by a Ktana, a youngster, she see you, or via first her father married off, so she married Matayin, the Vod, and his Gar Shadeki, Seymer, Bechai, or Verzida, she's like, he's Seymer in the father's lifetime, and took her back. She's suddenly Yavam, Ipne She Gator Sheh, Gurushim, and the reason is because she was divorced from her husband, Matayin. And now she remarries only the Rabbanon, so therefore, how can any of the brothers marry her? Of the Ein Chazarosa Chazor Gemurabon, he took it back to the Rabban. When is it said? Kishigisha, Kishigitana divorced, when Shigitana Vezidic, she took it back when Shigitana. Abel Gishigitana Vezidic, Shigdoyla, if he divorced when Shigitana, but he took it back when she's a Gdoyla, so now she's married Matayda. So then married Matayda, it's a new start, and therefore she could marry the brother in law. Or Inami Vezidic, she took it back in Tana, Vigodla Etzloy, but she grew up with him and she then remained married at 12 years old. The mace, Oichilatis, Oimisia Bemis. In this case over here, she's fully married to the husband the second time, Mahatayda, so therefore she has a right to marry any of the brothers-in-law, because it now is starts the relationship. However, Rabbi Lazar Amru, Chayletzes V'lei Misiya Bemes, clear this totally one another, because he's Geizer, Agidayla Tikitana, Boim Nei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Yashan HaKvashin, Tzorosem Mahu, what about the Tzor, what about the other wife that was married to Reuven, does she have to marry the brother-in-law or not? Omelah, he goof a gzeda. No, you can make a gzeda or not. The whole thing is a gzeda, as we just said. A gzeda because of the Yisrael b'chayavia, v'anan nekev, and you want to pass it on to the tzara as well. And if the tzara was a tzara of an adult and she was and divorced, and then she got remarried to the guy who is also to marry because she's also mahatayda. I'm not worried. But Tanya, Mishra, b'lazer, Omelah, he says, both chalitza, he tzara, like that, both. How can it be both? Why would you need both? Then is in a house, all you need is one chalitza. El the pshat is lav oy he oy tzaros chalitzas. When it says lav to the kavatade, once you're ready trying to enter his words, he's teaching his words. Then tit hachi he chalitza tzaros oy chalitza. Remember, the tzaros is allowed to marry as well. We're not going to ask the tzara for marrying, because if you're going to allow the tzara to marry, maybe you'll allow the wife to marry. If you allow the wife to marry, maybe next time same chayav where she was an adult and too many gzeidas mishnah. Shnei Achin Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoy Tanis. Reuven and Shimon are married to two young girls. Rochel and Leah are both 9 years old. The Meis Baila Shel Achaz Man, and one of them died. Reuven died. So what happened? But they're two sisters. So what happens now? Since they're both only married with the Rabbanon, so she is Potter from anything. The Reuven's wife is Potter from anything. Halazu Teitzer Chodesha. Reuven's wife, the one who's died, she can't marry Shimon because her sister married Shimon. And they're both equal with the Rabbanon, the widow. Yeah.
What's the Nafkamin of the Ketanis Gedolos in this
case? See in a minute. No difference at all, but you still see. The Chen Shtei Chareshes, same thing with two Chareshes, only married Rabban, both, because they're both on Pa. The Chiddush is the next part. What about Gedoyla Ktana? Reuven was married to an adult, and Shimon was married to a Ktana. So Reuven was married to Mahatayda, and Shimon was only married to Rabban. And then Mez Baal Shektana. So if Shimon died, the husband of the youngster, so only with the Rabban was she married. Only the Rabban, she's a Mitzvah Yibam, she's a sister.
So
she's
Potter.
We'll see. But she can't, because her sister is married Mahatayla to Reuven, so how can she get involved? Teitzek Tana, she's totally exempt. Mishumach Chayzisha. What about, this is the problem, Mez Baal Shekdoyla, Reuven died. Now she, Mahatayla, has to marry Shimon. But with Rabban and her sister is married to Shimon. What happens now? What do we do here? There's a number of issues here. Three opinions. Rabbi Lezer, I'm melamni tanish de moibay. Very simple. We want her to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Tell Shimon's wife to say, I don't want to be married to Shimon, as if she was never married to Shimon. So now Reuven's wife can marry him. Hatay to Shimon.
It's interesting. The mitzvah of Yibum is greater than her marriage.
It's only the Rabbanan. Her marriage is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, the mitzvah of Yibum, which is Hatay to, pushes away.
If she's happy in her marriage, one day she'll grow up and she'll.
True. That's what he's saying. The mitzvah of Taita pushes away this little one. Rabbi Gamliel agrees. He says like this. Rabbi Gamliel says, he says, no. The fact that Reuven's wife, Rabbi Gamliel says, the fact that Reuven's wife has a zika now to Shimon does not in any way affect Shimon's wife. In other words, Shimon's wife might have a problem. There's another problem there. Shimon's wife has a problem living with Shimon because now her sister is mezukik to Shimon. So Rabbi Elazar says he teach the girl to marry for two reasons. First of all, her mitzvah, Reuven's wife, the widow's ma'atayda, pushes away the Rabban. Furthermore, she can no longer live with Shimon. Why? Because her sister is Zakuk, who's already tied to Shimon. She is the sister of a Zakuk. And the sister of a Zakuk also cannot be married to Shimon. Rabbi Gamliel says, I disagree with the Zika business. I don't believe in Zika. So Shimon's wife has no problem remaining married to Shimon. Navos, Reuven's wife, has a mitzvah to marry Shimon. But Shimon's wife is happily married. So therefore, this is the story. If she decides to walk out of the marriage, fine. Meaning she walks out, then Reuven's wife, the widow, takes over. But if she wants to stay in, then Tamtin. She wants to stay in. The problem is she's only married with Rabbanon. And because she's married to Rabbanon, she cannot live with Rabbanon. So what we do is like this. And what does Reuven's wife do? But Reuven's wife is stuck. Tamtin. But she can't go out free because she has a zika, Matayda. And she can't really marry Shimon because her sister is married to Rabbanon to Shimon. So what does she do? Tamtin, she waits. Reuven's wife waits. Achetagdol, until Shimon's wife is 12 years old. And then Shimon's wife says, I want to stay married to Shimon. So now she's married to Matayda. So now at this point, Reuven's wife is free from a zika because she can't marry the husband of her sister. But Tate Lodu Shimachetisha. Rabbi Shua says, no. Rabbi Shua says, they're all messed up. Rabbi Shua says, no. Shimon's wife is all messed up. That Shimon's wife can no longer remain married to Shimon because he believes in Zika. She is now the sister of a Zakuk. She can no longer marry to Shimon. But neither can Reuben's wife marry Shimon because she is the sister of his wife, of her husband.
And Rabbi Shua doesn't hold of the Raisa pushes off the Rabban.
Oh, so why don't we just tell Shimon's wife, walk out and make everybody happy? We'll soon see in the Gemara, he holds miyun as something that's discouraged. The way we looked yesterday was, oh, it's something, you know, off the cup, blah, blah, blah. We don't want miyun, as we'll soon see. So therefore, so he divorced, we'd rather you throw your wife out, Shimon, the Ketana, the get, rather than telling her to do miyun. And the H is achi b'chalitza. And then, she can no longer marry here, but yeah,
she chalitza. Dead man and three unmarried people, everyone's happy.
That's right, exactly. Now, why can't Reuven's wife widow marry Shimon? Because the sister of her divorce, she's not allowed to marry the sister of her divorcee. Because now that Shimon gave a divorce to his tanam, the Rabbanu, she's a divorcee. Reuven's wife, the widow, cannot marry Shimon because her sister was divorced from this guy.
So you have to be very careful who your brother or sister marries. Make sure they help.
For sure, it's not healthy to marry too close.
Now that she's got a get, she can't marry a claim.
Yeah, she messed up on all sides. This is why that Chizda says that the brother should not marry, that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said brother should not marry sisters. All of these different problems. First of all, the Gemara says this. Are you allowed to teach? So the first opinion, what Rabbi Elazar says, tell the Ketana walk out. Are you allowed to encourage a girl to walk out? Three things you should cleave to. Three things you should distance yourself from. We'd rather you do chalitza than yibum because of Abba Shal. We'll soon see. Uvahava shalom. We love people who try to make shalom. Bayis. Uvahafaras nedarim. We don't want nedarim out to outstand nedarim. We want to cancel nedarim. We'll soon explain each one. The Yisrachik Mishra. Three things. This is from Min Hamin. Don't do Min. Min HaPikdoinas. Don't generally hold Pikdoinas for other people if you're living in the same town. And Miyavoinas, don't volunteer to be an out of a guarantor. You know, you think you're doing a big mitzvah, but in certain cities, they're Rishayim, that they go straight to the guarantor and they bypass the borrower, and they mess up your life. me and the mitzvah shine, as the Gemara here, the reason why we're encouraging me, and let's talk about tonight, we want that the widow should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam HaTayda. So then we'll encourage the youngster to me. What's going on here? Gufa, let's analyze. Cleave to three things. By Chalitza, you've got to learn this last tesis here. We discussed this a few days ago. And it's an interesting tesis. We don't want young girls to do mean. Look at tesis. Peter Shabbat Chananel Bereish Pirkin B'Shem Goin, name of one of the Goinim. The Ein Likadish Yisayma Achi Vi Raya Shibagetis. We don't want you to marry young girls. If the father marries the young girl, is all right. Because Mat Tadish is married. But we don't want the Rabbonic marriages. Why? Because it seems that it was quite rife. No. Oh, I guess it's talking about a case where the mother is marrying her off, because neither, either one can do it. The mother, her. So if the mother marries off, she's a bonus. She does it herself, she's my tailor. We'll have a condition of above there. 12 and a half. 12 and a half and an adult. Later on, we're going to learn it's actually encouraged the young girls to get married. This is a discussion we had yesterday. The Gemara will say later, we don't want young girls. I said yes, because we want to provide for her. Another reason is they become promiscuous. Obviously, at a very young age, they became mature and they had interests, and we don't want to be meaning hefker. So he learns the Gemara, talking about only in a girl will you actually know that that's her behavior, that she's a promiscuous girl. But from here we learn out, we don't want young girls to get married. So you see, Faket, we don't want young girls to get married. Unless the father marries her and gets taken care of. Miyu, mahochin l'ray, elu shalom yimdu mekan. He said, I don't really see it. The ray is his taste, but that's what Mechana Paskins. Back to the Gemara here. Now what's the reason we don't want Yibu, like Abishol? Not Abishol, I couldn't even know the shame. Yishol, if you marry Yivam, not for the right reasons. Ki ilu pagei, remember it's Yisad the Raisa to marry his sister-in-law. It's only a matter because of a mitzvah. So I calls my Yidu l'shem mitzvah. If you do it for because she's a beautiful woman or any other ulterior motive, it's as if you're doing, as if, it's not really, because you're still doing a mitzvah. So as if you're doing a aveda, v'korav be'enai liyas avlad mamzer. It's almost... Interesting. I mean, what do you mean almost? Like, imagine the kids of mamzer. Not a mamzer. Abishol. What exactly does it mean? The poil is not an aveda at all. But it's almost... In my eyes, I look at it as a mamzer. That's the most discriminatory thing you can say. This is everything against what we believe today. We believe today, if this is right, if this is all right, you have no right to discriminate. Here he's saying, nothing legally wrong. But because I don't like it, I will treat you like a mamzer. Yeah. Havar Shalom, what's his mice of Shalom? It says, Baki Shalom, what if you? Somebody quests for Shalom. And he chases after it. So what? Rambam Rav Huva said, Asye Redifa Redifa. We'll see what the reward is. We learn exactly Shalom Redifa. Here it says, Baki Shalom, what if you? Uksiv Hasam. And there it says, Roidiv Tzedakah V'Chesed. If somebody runs after Tzedakah and Chesed, what's going to happen? Yematze Chayim Tzedakah V'Chavit. What's going to be a reward? You'll get life and tzedakah, and covered, you'll get covered. So it's a good thing, Havar Shalom. Taser already asked, why don't we bring from the very Pasuk, Baki Shalom Feyu, it says, Mi Yesh Chavit Chaim. So this Taser, if you look at that Pasuk, it says, you have to also do Surmira, and Asay Tei. Basically, you have to do all Tayag Mitzvah and Taylor. Big deal. The Chiddush here is that all you're doing is Havar Shalom, and the Gzerah Shav of Reidiv Reidiv already gives you all these wonderful brachas. If somebody makes an adorim, kila boy in a bummer. If somebody makes a neder, it's as if you build a bummer, which is illegal. We don't want you to, even though you're doing it for a good reason, with kabbonis, we don't want you to do it. It's like if you're doing a veda, because we're scared you're bringing yourself to a situation you might end up doing a veda. And if you fulfill your neder, if you're over your neder, don't talk about it. Even if you fulfill your neder, it's worse. But we'd rather you go to rabbonim and be mata neder than to fulfill your neder. It's as if you brought a carbon, you did a double aveda. You built a bummer and you brought a carbon. She should disavow three things. From me. Why? Because Dilma Godlo Michrita. What happened? She grows up. She said, I was a fool. He was such a nice man compared to my new husband there. And then she'll go play around with the guy because she knows him well enough. What's wrong with the Pikadin? The Bar Masa, a member of your city, the Baisa Ki Baisa. It seems like in those days people are so friendly that I used to walk into your house without knocking on the door and you used to walk into my house. So if this guy has a Pekadon in your house, I'll just walk in, take it without even knowing. And then the next day I'll come to you and say, hey, where's my Pekadon? And you won't have it and you have to pay. You're asking for trouble. And the third thing, even an Arvah, from being a guarantor. Where? Ba'arvah Shaltzin. Machlekes, if it means Dafke, in a place called Shaltzin. or it's a kind of a concept. We'll soon see. Gamar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yechzkiel. It says the pasuk. It says Ra Yei Roya. Evil breeds evil. Ki Arev Zar. If you are a fremde who made an Arev. Ra achara, one evil after another. Tova, this is how we tashin. It says ra ye roya, sound like bad after bad. What does that mean? Tova le mekabla gadim, those people who encourage gadim. Those people who encourage gadim. Now, very interesting taste. This is what taste is. Ra achara, tova le mekabla gadim. Omeri says that he. Heine, what do you mean mekabla gadim? What's wrong with mekabla gadim? The heine heger shemasiin oisles gadim. If you encourage someone to megayah, number one, oi shemekablin oisim miyad. You don't make him go through the hoops. You make it very easy to become a gadim. Either you make it very easy, or you go out of the blue, you walk over the guy, and you encourage him to become a gadim. That's ro achar ro. Says Teis Vaitel. Avul im hein mis amtzin this guy, but if they insist to become a gadim, yesh lanu lekablim. On the contrary. You should be mekabel, says Taisus. Shari matzinu. We find shenenchu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. You know why they were punished? Shle kiblu letimna shebasa letimna, who ended up marrying Eliphaz, wanted to be megayer. V'holcha v'hoyse peleg Eliphaz, and Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov discouraged her and didn't want to accept her. So what happened? She married Eliphaz ben Esav, and what happened? V'nofeg mino Amalek. That's they. She bore Amalek. The tzarinu liYisrael la'el avod. Who's our biggest threat? Amalek. All because somebody Taka wanted to come again and didn't accept her. So how was Avraham Yaakov punished? We were punished. What did they suffer from Amalek? Yaakov, Eliphaz, but not even Amalek. What were they punished?
We had the same question last time when you did this because I wrote it down here on a piece of paper.
What is it?
What about Avraham?
Look at that.
I wrote it down. And it was Rosh Hashanah time when we learned it because it's on the back of an envelope where somebody wishes me Lashon Tova.
I'm consistent. Look at that. So where are you saying Moshe? But they're okay. It says in Chukas Rashi that while they're in the cave, they feel it. Yeah.
That means in 7.5 years you didn't get an answer to the question.
That means I forgot the next day. I forgot that I said I came back. Come in. Look at Vaitel.
Put a date on it.
Can I mean by God is chayde? Gam Yeshua kibul rochav azayne. Yeshua was mekabel and married her. The Naama v'Rusa Moivia. So, you know, there's nothing wrong. Now, look at the end of the taste. But I'm looking at Shigai. Now, this is interesting. Shigiar Hill, Oise Shamagarin, I'm not sure the Kohen Gadol. This guy came along to Hill and says, make me a get, and make me a Kohen Gadol. But Oise, I'm not sure, let me go to the other gate who came and said, teaching the whole Tatum. Hill's Magaiven. We don't see over there that they were. Taser says the only time we accept Gaidim is if they insist. Not they just say, oh, I'm going to come a get. That's not called the gate. They have to insist. We don't see anywhere in that story that they insisted. Well, they just came, make me a gate. I'm going to ask you, make me a Kohen Gadol, says Taser. But is asking himself, they didn't insist. Hill knew she knew that they were sincere. Taka happened. In other words, Rabbanim today, if a guy says I want to come again, then I'll just say, okay, yeah, no problem. They have to make it difficult, in the beginning at least. They have to make it difficult so the person taka means with an emes. But then, Hill, she knew the meant with an emes anyway. Interesting. Back to Gemara. But we also learn from this pasuk. Where are we? Yeah. What's these two things? And the kabbal gate of chalva. What's wrong with chalva? Koshim gate in Yisrael. They are difficult to the Eden. Kisapachas like leprosy, either because they have bad habits learned from them, or because the tzaddikim and the sultan uses that. See, goyim even became a better fruma than you are. But and the skin. What do they do? The of the shaluf dates. What they do is they drop the loiva and they go straight. They push their way through to the other. They know you're richer than the loiva. The guy who borrowed money obviously doesn't have money. What's he borrowing? The guarantor, because they trust you because they know you have the money to pay. So who's the richer one always? The guarantor. So they go straight to the guarantor, but they shouldn't. And then you're stuck because he has a guarantee. Shaluf means they take off like shaluf. Our kabbalah is chatchila. That's what our kabbalah is. But stam an orav. Our kabbalah means you're saying, "Come to me straight away." Yeah, that's the. If I went there with open eyes, orav usually you think it's nothing. You sign a piece of paper, and you think it'll never happen. That's what they would say. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. What's going on here? Time to be learned. He fixed himself. Rabbi Yosi says, Whoever says I don't learn Torah doesn't have the schar Torah. Obviously, we don't learn Torah. We schar Torah. The only thing I'm doing is learning Torah. Ain't le el Torah. Only schar he has is Torah. If you learn Torah, you get schar Torah. He says the first pshat thing about it is if a guy says I'm ain't le Torah, I feel Torah ain't le. Doesn't get the schar Torah. Why not? My time, because the whole purpose of Torah is the mitzvahs. If you only learn Torah and learn the mitzvahs, then the Torah is worthless. In a way, it's even worse. You know what to do, you're not doing it. My time with the Papa, because the Mother of the Mother, if you talk to do, then you, it's hard for learning. That's one version. Another version is the way you learn the first time, or a guy who says, I don't have any, I only have Torah, doesn't have, talk only has Torah. I ask the question, what's the Chiddush? Of course, you don't ask Torah. What's a chiddush? If you learn Torah, you say, "I get this chard Torah." What's a chiddush? Second version: the chiddush is that you're teaching others, and they're all doing mitzvahs. So you would have thought, since I'm the one who's causing them to do mitzvahs, I should get this chard of their mitzvahs. So no, you don't. Since you're not doing mitzvahs, you don't get this chard of mitzvahs. All you get is chard of your learning. As if to say, if you also do mitzvahs and you cause others to learn and do mitzvahs, then you'll get this chard as well. But if you're not doing a mitzvah yourself, only because they're doing it, you get nothing. Only the Torah. You're teaching others. The Azliva of the, and they went ahead and they did mitzvahs. He should get a reward for it as well for their mitzvahs. Kamashlan, he doesn't get a reward for their mitzvahs. Yeah. Taser already asked a question, so how can we find that the Elisha, the Taser, interesting Taser. Want to taste the Mao Tamer? Interesting Taser in there. If you help others, you'll never do a sin. And here, okay, it's not just the wrong question, because here we're not saying he's doing a sin, he just doesn't get his credit. But the main thing is, how could it be that Tamid should be better than the Rab? So the same question here. If the Tamid is doing mitzvahs and they're in Eden, and he only gets chav turned on mitzvahs, he'll be in Gehenna, how can it be? Another question is based on that Gemara Yuma. You just said that it can't be a Rebbe should be in Gehenna and Tamin should be in Eden. What about a Meir? A Meir was in Eden and his Elisha Ravu was in Gehenna. Says Tesis. If you were evil all along, before you started teaching others, you either this Gemara is talking about you were bad always. And that taught people to how to learn. So you don't get any schar. And Elisha Ravu was bad always. If you were good and you taught others and they're better than you, you'll get their reward also. And therefore you won't be in a lower level than they. If you teach others and they do better than you, you'll get the schar as well. What about Elisha Ravu? He was bad from the beginning. He always had musical instruments in his house. He had all these philosophy books. Falling out of his pocket, bosom. Yeah, good question. He's talking about a dayin, the otzi in the kameh, a judge. I'm talking about asking a shayla at the entire. The government Allah, he knows how to learn very well, so he automatically assumes. Or medami milsel milsi, he automatically assumes that looking at the svarim, he thinks it's all the same. And the east laid up, and he has a teacher that he can discuss with. La azul mashal, didn't go ask. If you have a teacher you can discuss with, and you don't bother discussing it, every dying should take his entire seriously. And imagine as if there's a sword underneath between his legs. The Gehenim Sukhla Mitakta, the Gehenim is right there. Shenemar says, the Mita of Shleima, which is talking about when the base of Midrash is existing, in the room, Lishkas HaGazis, there were 60 Gebaidim around him, Gebaidim Yisrael. Mipachal was scared of the night. Pachal took Gehenim during the Laila. What do you mean 60 Gebaidim? So Rashi says, Lishkas HaGazis, the Sanhedrin. Taser asked, there were 70 or 71. What in the world are talking about 60? Says Taser, 60 means the 600,000 Yidin that used to be Eile Regal. Well, Klal Yisrael, because they used to represent them in Lishkas HaGazis. We know that the Baal Shem Tov had 60 Talmidim, the Zishim Magid had 60 Talmidim, Baal Shem Tov had hundreds of thousands of Chassidim, but he had 60 Talmidim. And the Magid, the same thing, he had 100,000 Chassidim, but he had 60 Talmidim. Okay, right, the Gemara, that's what it is. They said, it's Shishim Gibayim, Sadullah. Abigail says that if she's been mine, it's up to her. My timing, what's up with the Svara? Shulik Svara, he holds, this is interesting. When a girl, somebody asked a few weeks ago, last week, when this girl reaches 12, what happens? So we see different opinions. Rabbi Gamliel holds, Kiddushik Tana Mitla, when she was 7 or 8 or 9, got married, that Kiddushim is suspended in the cloud. becomes 12 automatically. If she didn't walk out, that kedushin that she received at the age of 9 becomes the kedushin v'hateira. Talking about a marriage with the rabbanon, it becomes mehateira 12 automatically. She doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't have to have a beard. Doesn't have to do anything. I've got the leibal. It's the kedushin of the 9 row that now becomes the kedushin v'hateira. Yeah. The chigod ba'avri lewal idilma. That is that the vodeh gamlil. So therefore he holds automatically. Or gamlil holds the dilmi holds he holds the mekadosh achris yivama niftar yivama v'hochla. Or he holds if somebody marries, even though there's a zikah there and he believes in zikah, but even though while Leah is waiting for Shimon to marry her, Shimon goes ahead and marries Rachel after Leah was already a zikah. That marriage cancels the zikah. And that's what he holds over here. Since she's married to thing, you don't do anything at 12 years old. At 12 years old, she has to do another pu'ula to marry him out. She has to do another bia. But that bia cancels the zika of the widow. No, the question is, every girl at 9 years old got married with the rabbon. It comes 12. Is it automatic that she, if she's going to walk out, is ma'atayda? Or do we say, no, at 12 she has to have a bia l'shem kedushin to make it ma'atayda? The reason is, because somebody holds, Rav holds, no. Rav holds, that's not automatic. You have to do a separate B at the age of 12 to create the Kedushin Mahatayr.
What, in order to be able to give her
a get? No, forget that. In order to, for this girl, who's the age of 10, the Kedushin Mahatayr comes 12. Okay, she didn't walk out. Is she married Mahatayr? No. Unless, when they have B, we say that the B is the same Kedushin. Aye, so then in the case of here, she waits at 12, the widow waits at 12, then they have bia, so the Shein Kedushin, and then when you have bia Kedushin, it cancels the zikah of the widow. I think, Kinayim v'shochar amal shemayit, he was half asleep. The Tanya, we clearly learned, when you somebody married the Tanya, Kedushin, Kedushat Tlui, you know what Tlui means? That it's suspended until 12, if she doesn't walk out, then that Kedushin itself becomes the Kedushin Ma'atayda. You don't need a separate bia. My Tlui, lav, ki God, l'god li bahada, happens with it. I've got the light ball. You don't need a separate beer.
Because otherwise you wouldn't say
totally.
You'd say
exactly. Exactly. Whatever. Omer Rabbeinu Nachman. No. Maybe that's upshot. Hamil sadik tana mita talya v'kaima. No. Maybe it means that she's only married with Rabbanon hanging there. And it's up to her whether she wants to turn matari ball ini loy ball loy. Let's have it automatic. It's up to her now to do a pool to make it matari. That's a mitla. Right now it's only Rabbanon. If she goes ahead and does a pool, now it'll come matari. Now. What do you mean that's suspended? Because she says she has an interest not to do a bila so fast. Why? The Amr, she says, and when Kozman, I'm not married to my Taita, he has a mile over me and I have a mile over him. Who other than me? He's better than me, but I'm better than him. So why is he better than me? Because he can give me divorce and I can't do anything about it. But I'm better than him. At the moment he does something wrong to me, I can just walk out. Once I'm married my Taita, he has all the rights, I have nothing. I can no longer walk out. So it's up to me. Mitla Tola means I'd rather leave it suspended, maybe not have a beer with him, and maybe keep it going. I like it the way. This way I have my freedom. Why do I have my freedom? Because I can walk out whenever I want. And if I get married to him, if I do the Bila, the Shein Kedushin, my freedom has been taken away from me. So therefore, Rav Sheish therefore says, Rav says that he needs beer. Rav Sheish says it's automatic. And then the Ravim Rav Nachman says, "I agree with Rav that you need a beer." The Sava Rav, so you're telling me Rav holds e ball in e loy ball loy. Maybe we'll stop here with you tomorrow.